mindfulness can provide an opportunity to re-educate and reorient oneself about living with chronic pain by distinguishing the physical sensations from the mental or emotional suffering that's often associated with them. Ultimately, mindfulness practices may help to see illness within the context of one's whole life as an invitation to learn about themselves and can offer enormous benefits for dealing with physical and emotional challenges of living with chronic pain. In working specifically with pain, one needs to first assess whether the pain is acute or chronic. Acute pain is often associated with a recent onset and more likely to have a physical cause and may need to require medical attention. In chronic pain, there may be, of course, a physical cause, but it's also associated with a larger cognitive and emotional component. Many studies have shown that repressed emotions can lead to physical pain, hypertension, heart disease, or other illnesses. Mindfulness meditation may be extraordinarily helpful with many kinds of pain and has been shown to be quite effective. There has been documented research in scientific medical journals that support the long-term benefits of mindfulness meditation with chronic pain. There are three important areas to working with chronic pain from a mindfulness perspective. The first is that we bring the qualities of attention and inquiry to directly observe how we are holding the pain in the body. Many of us have a tendency to get tight around pain. This tightness often causes some restriction of blood flow. This restriction often causes a spasm that may trigger a potential vicious cycle of reactions. As we get tighter and tighter around pain, we can experience more fear, anger, and sadness. This cycle is difficult to stop. We may discover that we are not only constricted around our painful area, but also to many other unnecessary joints and muscles in the body. We live in a pain-denying culture. Many of us do not know how to deal with pain, both physically and emotionally. We are taught to suppress, repress, avoid, and deny our pain, to keep a stiff upper lip. Mindfulness teaches us to validate and acknowledge our pain, both in the mind and body, and to learn to become soft around it. Many people discover that their pain has lessened when they soften and let the blood flow back in and begin to acknowledge their painful emotions. This leads up to the second important aspect of mindfulness practice in working with chronic pain. We learn how to work with uncomfortable emotions such as anger, rage, sadness, depression, grief, anxiety, and fear that are often associated with chronic pain. I would like to share a personal story from a few years ago when my young son fell down some stairs and gonked his head. Fortunately, Ben did not have a concussion or brain injury, but it was painful and he didn't like it. He cried and yelled and roared and ranted. A couple of friends of mine who were nearby came to help while I was sitting next to Ben, and one friend pulled out a piece of candy from his pocket and said, "Here you go, little boy. Eat this candy. You'll be better." Well, I thanked my friend, and I asked him not to give my son the candy, that it was a reasonable response for Ben to cry since he had gonked his head, and that we would catch up with him later. My second friend came over and started making funny faces at Ben, trying to make him laugh, and said, "You'll be okay, little boy." Well, I also thanked my friend and asked him to not try to make Ben laugh, that Ben's response of crying was appropriate, and that we'll catch up with him as well later. Well, Ben continued to cry and roar and rant, and I just held him and acknowledged and validated his pain, and eventually Ben became quiet, and at some point he looked up at me and said, "Come on, Dad, let's get going." Driving home, I realized that I had witnessed a completed experience. Ben never did or needed to process this gonking on the head with me. It was finished on those steps. Now you can imagine that if I allowed Ben to have that candy, or we took away his pain with laughter and began to do this every time he had pain, he would begin to learn that it's not okay to cry or be angry. He would suppress, deny, repress any uncomfortable feelings. And we all know how detrimental it is to not acknowledge one's feelings and how it can indeed affect our health and well-being. Mindfulness encourages us to acknowledge our emotions no matter what they are without any censorship. As mentioned, often we are taught at very early ages to turn away from pain, to deny, avoid, or suppress it. Mindfulness encourages us to actually feel and acknowledge our pain, whether it is in the mind or the body. We also become open to exploring if any unacknowledged emotions within may be contributing or even creating our painful conditions. We begin to observe that the very resistance to pain, both in the mind and body, often causes more pain. And that by learning to go with it rather than fighting it, that the relationship to pain changes and often diminishes. When we say going with the pain, we mean to say that one allows and acknowledges whatever is felt within the mind and body, just letting the waves of sensations and emotions go wherever they need to go. When we practice mindfulness meditation, it's important to note that we want to acknowledge whatever is arising into awareness and just let it be there. There is an important difference between acknowledgement and acceptance, as well as letting be and letting go. To acknowledge is to simply see things as they are, whether we like them or not, while acceptance, on the other hand, often implies being okay or at peace with things. Learning to let be is another important element in mindfulness practice and is different from letting go. If we knew how to let go, life would be easy. When we acknowledge our pain and provide a space for it to simply be and let it resonate in whatever direction it needs to go, often our resistance lessens. Acknowledging physical and emotional pain assists in opening the possibility for deeper understanding, compassion, and peace. One can begin to distinguish the difference between physical pain and suffering. We may realize that even in times we are not able to change the physical sensations of pain, we can, however, change our emotional responses to it. The third helpful practice from mindfulness is to learn to be here and now. Often, when we identify with chronic pain, it becomes a life sentence. Mindfulness teaches us to live in the present moment. We don't know what the future may bring. We don't know really if the pain is going to last forever. Through mindfulness practice, we learn to be with pain one moment at a time. And we will deal with pain in the next moment when and if it gets there. In working specifically with chronic pain, please bring your attention to how you're holding it in the body and try to soften. Let whatever sensations be. Let them just resonate and go wherever they need to go. Just let be. Bringing your attention to your emotions and noticing how you're feeling, relating to your pain. What would it be like to allow yourself to acknowledge whatever you are feeling and just let it be? Allowing yourself to feel the sadness, anger, or fear. Allowing things to be as they are. Reflecting on the shortness of the moment and noticing how we only can live in the here and now. And I'd like to end by sharing a very powerful story of healing of a sculptor that was once commissioned out in the Midwest some years ago to build a very beautiful globe of the earth. And shortly before its completion, and this was a beautiful, smooth sphere, like a marble, finely painted, nearing completion, but the sculptor had a very catastrophic accident and became paralyzed from the waist down. The sculptor became a paraplegic. Then began a journey of intense physical, occupational, and psychological therapy to help heal the wounds of this injury. And after about a year or so, the sculptor actually experienced a very deep healing, but it did not pertain to the physical. The sculptor remained a paraplegic, but the sculptor's mind experienced a deep healing. The soul became more at peace. And the sculptor decided to finish this globe and to unveil it to the federal officials, but decided to make a few changes and called in a crane operator to come and lift the globe up in the air, and then was asked to release the globe, and it came tumbling down to the ground. And the sculptor got out a welding torch and re-welded the globe back together again. But instead of sanding the seams smooth, they were left rigid and ragged, included as part of the topography of the globe. The sculptor finished this globe and liked what was there, and called in the federal officials to come and to look at this new globe. And the sculptor warned the federal officials that there had been some changes, that it was a reflection of healing. And the federal officials said, okay, show us this globe. So the globe was unveiled, and the federal officials were shocked, and they could not hide their astonishment. Finally, one blurted out, well, what happened to that beautiful globe that was there before? It was such a fine marble-like sphere, finely painted. This is welded seams of steel and so forth. What happened? And the sculptor said, I told you this was a reflection of healing, and perhaps when you hear the name of this globe, you'll understand. So they asked, well, what do you call this globe? And the sculptor said, I call this globe shattered but whole. Shattered but whole. The sculptor acknowledged that, yes, 1 year ago, my life was shattered, but I have discovered within my spirit that even when there can be shattering, there can be wholeness. Shattered, but whole. And as we live our life, we will at times experience different shatterings. And as that story reminds us, we can still become whole. And ultimately, mindfulness practices may help to see illness within the context of one's whole life as an invitation to learn about oneself and can offer enormous benefits for dealing with the physical and emotional challenges of living with stress, pain, or illness.